In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
My dear friends, today we gather in the presence of the Almighty to delve into a truth that has the power to transform our lives. God's resolution for our situations. So often, we find ourselves consumed by worry, drowning in the sea of uncertainty. But fear not, for in this message, we shall uncover the profound peace that comes from trusting in the divine resolution. Before we can fully understand the depth of God's resolution, it's vital to confront the heavy burden of worry that we carry. Anxiety, like an iron chain, grips our hearts, binding us to the uncertainties of tomorrow. We fret incessantly over various aspects of our lives. Finances, health, relationships, and an endless array of concerns. In the clamor of our fears, our faith can become a mere whisper, drowned out by the roaring waves of worry. Think about the sleepless nights, the racing thoughts that steal our peace, and the relentless questioning of what tomorrow may bring. We expend precious energy on hypothetical scenarios, attempting to foresee and can control outcomes that lie beyond our grasp. Yet, in our frantic striving, we forget the fundamental truth. We are not alone in our struggles. As we acknowledge the weight of our worries, let us also recognize the toll they take on our well-being. Physically, emotionally, and spiritually, the burden of anxiety exacts a heavy price, draining us of vitality and robbing us of joy. It blinds us to the beauty of the present moment, overshadowing the blessings that surround us. But, dear friends, there is hope in the midst of our turmoil. For just as the dawn dispels the darkness of night, so too does the light of God's love pierce through the clouds of fear. In the sanctuary of His presence, we find refuge from the storm, and in His embrace, we discover the peace that surpasses all understanding. So let us not allow worry to dictate our lives any longer. Instead, let us lay our burdens at the foot of the cross, trusting in the One who holds the universe in His hands. For it is only in surrendering our fears that we can fully embrace the resolution that God offers, a resolution rooted in His unfailing love and boundless grace. Beloved friends, amidst the chaos of our distress, it's imperative that we pause to acknowledge the unfathomable power of our Creator. Let us not lose sight of the fact that the same God who spoke the universe into existence with a mere word is the very One who stands ready to intervene in our lives. God's power transcends human comprehension. It knows no bounds, respects no limitations, and defies all constraints. While we may feel trapped by the circumstances that surround us, God remains sovereign over every situation. He is not confined by the boundaries of time or space, nor is He deterred by the complexities of our problems. Consider the magnitude of His power. He calmed the raging sea with a single command. He raised the dead to life with a mere touch, and He conquered sin and death through the sacrifice of His Son. There is no obstacle too great, no challenge too daunting for the God who holds the universe in His hands. In our moments of doubt and despair, let us remember the countless examples of God's power at work throughout history. From the parting of the Red Sea to the healing of the blind, from the multiplication of loaves to the resurrection of Christ, each miracle serves as a testament to the boundless might of our Heavenly Father. Indeed, there is no problem too perplexing, no situation too dire that God cannot resolve. He holds the keys to every door, and he stands ready to unleash his power on our behalf. So, let us approach him with boldness and confidence, knowing that in his hands, all things are possible. So, my dear friends, in the act of surrender, we unlock the door to God's abundant provision. Just as the lilies of the field, arrayed in splendor by the hand of their Creator, do not toil or spin, so too can we trust in the promise of divine provision. Our Heavenly Father.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Who knows the depths of our hearts and the intricacies of our needs, stands ready to supply all that we require. His provision knows no bounds, flowing from the endless reservoir of his riches in glory. Philippians 4:19. Yet too often, we allow doubt and fear to cloud our vision, causing us to question whether God will truly provide. We fret over the future, worrying about how our needs will be met and whether we will have enough to sustain us. But in doing so, we fail to grasp the truth that lies at the heart of God's promise. He is faithful to provide for his children. Consider the birds of the air, who neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet are fed by the hand of God. Matthew 6:26. If our Heavenly Father cares for the smallest creatures of his creation, how much more will he care for us, his beloved children? Therefore, let us cast aside our anxieties and trust wholeheartedly in the provision of our Heavenly Father. Let us live with open hands and open hearts, knowing that he will never leave us nor forsake us. For in his perfect love, we find the assurance that all our needs will be met according to his glorious riches. As we journey forward in faith, may we remember the words of Jesus: seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Matthew 6:33. Let us fix our eyes on him, the source of all provision, and rest secure in the knowledge that he is faithful to fulfill his promises. Now, my dear friends, let's talk about divine timing. So, in our quest for quick solutions, we frequently overlook the significance of divine timing. We live in a world dictated by schedules and deadlines, where instant gratification is often prized above all else. Yet, in our haste, we forget that God operates on a different timetable, one that transcends the constraints of human understanding. God, the master weaver of our lives, intricately intertwines the threads of our experiences to form a tapestry of divine purpose. Every moment, every circumstance, every delay is orchestrated with meticulous care and precision. Though we may not always comprehend the intricacies of his plan, we can trust that his timing is always impeccable. Consider the story of Joseph, who endured years of hardship and adversity before ultimately realizing the fulfillment of God's promise. In the midst of his trials, Joseph could not see the bigger picture, but God was at work behind the scenes, preparing him for a greater purpose. Likewise, we too may find ourselves in seasons of waiting, waiting for answers, waiting for breakthroughs, waiting for prayers to be answered. And yet, in the silence of the waiting, God is still moving. He is preparing us, refining us, and aligning circumstances according to his divine will. Though the wait may test our patience and stretch our faith to its limits, let us not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season, we will reap if we do not faint. Galatians 6:9. God's timing is perfect, and his promises are sure. So let us surrender our timelines to him, trusting that he who began a good work in us will bring it to completion at the perfect moment. As we navigate the ebb and flow of time, may we find solace in the words of Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Let us rest in the assurance that God's timing is sovereign, and his plans for us are good. Dear friends, let us learn from the Psalms. In the sacred pages of the Psalms, we discover a wellspring of comfort and wisdom penned by the heart of King David, a man acquainted with both triumph and tribulation. Despite facing countless trials and adversities, David's faith remained steadfast, anchored in the unchanging character of God. In Psalm 46:10, amidst the chaos and uncertainty of life, David implores us with words that echo across the ages, "Be still and know that I am God." These simple yet profound words serve as a beacon of hope, inviting us to quiet our restless hearts and rest in the unwavering assurance of God's sovereignty. To be still is not merely a call to physical stillness, but a posture of the soul, a relinquishing of control and a surrender to the divine will. It is a recognition of our finite understanding in the face of God's infinite wisdom, and a trust that he is working all things together for our good, even in the midst of life's storms. As we meditate on the Psalms, we are reminded that we are not alone in our struggles. David's words resonate with the raw honesty of human experience, offering solace to weary souls and a pathway to peace amidst the turmoil of life. In Psalm 23, we find comfort in the assurance that the Lord is our shepherd, guiding us through the valleys of shadow and leading us beside still waters. In Psalm 27, we are encouraged to wait patiently for the Lord, knowing that he will strengthen our hearts and lift us up on wings like eagles. Let us heed the timeless wisdom of the Psalms, allowing their words to penetrate our hearts and transform our perspective. In the quiet moments of reflection, may we find strength to face the challenges before us and courage to trust in the unfailing goodness of our Heavenly Father. So let us be still, dear friends, and know that he is God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. In him, we find refuge, strength, and eternal hope. Beloved friends, in the sacred pages of Scripture, we encounter a treasure trove of promises that testify to God's unwavering faithfulness to his children. These promises serve as an anchor for our souls, grounding us in the unshakable truth of God's love and provision. One such promise is found in Isaiah 40:1-10, where the prophet Isaiah delivers a message of hope and assurance to God's people. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." These words, spoken by the mouth of the Almighty himself, echo across the ages, penetrating the depths of our souls with their profound truth. In times of uncertainty and doubt, they serve as a lifeline, reminding us that we are not alone in our struggles. "Do not fear," the Lord declares, "for he is with us. In the midst of life's storms, he remains steadfast by our side, a constant presence in the chaos. Though the winds may howl and the waves may crash, his hand is ever upon us, guiding us with unerring wisdom and love. Do not be dismayed," he reassures us, "for he is our God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the Alpha and the Omega. He is sovereign over all things. There is nothing that escapes his notice and nothing that is beyond his control. I will strengthen you and help you," he promises, "for his strength is made perfect in our weakness. In moments of frailty and doubt, he infuses us with his divine power, enabling us to overcome every obstacle that stands in our way. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, he declares, for his grip upon us is unbreakable. Though we may stumble and fall, he is there to lift us up, sustaining us with his unfailing love and grace. Let these words of promise fortify your spirit, dear friends, and bolster your faith in the goodness and faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. In the face of every trial and tribulation, may you find strength and courage in the assurance that he who has promised is faithful to fulfill his word. So, my dear friends, to walk in God's resolution is to walk in faith, not fear. It is to stand tall amidst the tempests of life, anchored securely upon the solid rock of his promises. Though the storms may rage around us, and the winds of uncertainty may howl, we remain steadfast. For our foundation is built upon the unshakable truth of God's word. Fear has no place in the heart of the believer, for we are children of the Most High God, heirs to his promises and recipients of his unfailing love. When doubts assail us and anxieties threaten to overwhelm, we lift our eyes to the hills, from whence comes our help. Psalm 120. 1. We fix our gaze upon the author and finisher of our faith, knowing that he who began a good work in us will bring it to completion. Philippians 1:6. In the face of adversity, we refuse to be swayed by the shifting sands of circumstance. We stand firm upon the solid rock of God's promises, confident that his plans for us are plans for good and not for evil, to give us a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. We declare with unwavering conviction, if God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. As we journey through life, let us walk in the footsteps of faith, trusting in the goodness and faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. Let us cast off the shackles of fear and doubt and embrace the abundant life that he has promised to those who love him. John 10:10. For in him we find peace that surpasses understanding and joy that knows no bounds. So let us take courage, dear friends, and press forward with confidence, knowing that we are held securely in the palm of his hand. Though the storms may rage and the waves may crash, we stand firm. For our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. In him, we find our strength, our refuge, and our peace. Beloved brothers and sisters, as we draw near to the conclusion of our time together, let us lift our voices in rejoicing for the certainty of God's resolution. Though we may find ourselves amidst the shadows of uncertainty, we can stand firm in the assurance that our Heavenly Father is orchestrating every detail of our lives for our ultimate good. In the midst of our trials and tribulations, it can be tempting to succumb to the weight of worry and doubt. We may find ourselves questioning the purpose behind our struggles and wondering if God hears our prayers. Yet, even in the silence, his promises remain steadfast and his love never fails. Therefore, let us release the burdens that weigh heavy upon our hearts, the anxieties that threaten to consume us, and instead embrace the peace that surpasses all understanding. For in surrendering our worries to the loving embrace of our Heavenly Father, we open ourselves to the fullness of his grace and mercy. Though we may not yet see the answers we seek, let us live in joyful anticipation of his unfailing promises. Let us cultivate an attitude of gratitude, recognizing the countless blessings that surround us each day. And let us walk in faith, knowing that he who has promised is faithful to fulfill his word. As we journey forward, may we cling tightly to the hope that anchors our souls, knowing that God's resolution is far greater than anything we could ever imagine. So let us rejoice, dear friends, for the God of all creation is at work in our lives, weaving together the threads of our past, present, and future into a beautiful tapestry of His grace and love. Now, let's pray this prayer. Dear God, I come to you with a heavy heart, burdened by the challenges and problems that I'm facing in my life. I know that I am not alone in this struggle, and that you are always with me, guiding me towards the path of righteousness and hope. I pray that you will help me to trust in your will, knowing that whatever happens, it is for my ultimate good. Please guide me towards the right decisions and choices, and help me to always stay on the path that you have set before me. I ask that you will restore what has been lost, heal what has been broken, and protect me from harm. Please surround me with your divine protection and love, and shield me from anything that seeks to harm me or my loved ones. I trust in your power and your love, and I know that with your help, I can overcome any obstacle and find peace and joy in my life. Thank you for listening to my prayer and for always being there for me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. Shop our huge selection of concrete. From general purpose concrete to specialty sand and mortar mixes, we have what you need to get any job done right. View our entire selection online or in store today and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save.